Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I think we ought to make a start. We have a busy agenda. Sorry to break up the conversations, but I think we ought to make a start. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Just to remind people that we will be operating on dual channels today. At least one of the presentations will be in Cantonese, and certainly if anyone feels more comfortable making their comments or expressing their views in Cantonese, please do so. And there are obviously instant translation equipment here if people want it. Apologies have been received from Paul Ho, Frederick Lee and Leslie Chan. But more particularly, what I want to start by doing is welcoming our new cooperative members. As you know, the idea is that we supplement our resources, if I may put it that way, by identifying people who share a common aspiration about the harbour as we do. And we've identified a number of members of the community who are interested to join us. And today we're joined by four new members on this particular task force. And I'll just run through who they are, if I may, and if they would identify themselves, just wave to the crowd, if you like, just to show who you are. The first is Joanne Chan. She's the Chief Executive Officer of Le French May, of the French Culture Promotion Office. Joanne, where are you? Over there. Right. Welcome on board. We then have David Chan Wai-Ming. He's the incumbent Turuan District Council member and a retired Town Planning Board member, so he'll bring a fair bit of experience with him. That's good. Then we have Mr. C.Y. Lam. He's a partner of Fung Wong Nguyen Lam, Solicitors and Notaries. Welcome, C.Y. And then we have Patricia Orr. She's the Chief Financial Officer from Gamma Construction. Welcome, welcome, Patricia. So we've got a full team now. I think we're probably up to complement in terms of our numbers, which is good, because we have a very busy workload and agenda ahead of us. Going to try and finish in 3 hours if I can. We have a busy agenda, but I think if I run the meeting properly, we should get through in three. First of all, item one, confirmation minutes of the last meeting, the third meeting. These have been circulated, sent out on the 20th of December, number of comments received, and then a revised version was sent out on the 18th of January. Are people now happy with the revised version of the minutes? I think people have had the chance to contribute and comment. Can we take the minutes as read? Thank you.